Tomorrow marks a very significant day on the national calendar as President John Evans Atta Mills delivers his State of the Nation address before Parliament. It will be his fourth and last sessional address before his first term in office officially ends on January 7, 2013. The address is particularly important as it heralds growing signs of an uncompromising campaign for election 2012. So, what are the people's expectations? And what do they think President Mills has delivered on his promises as contained in last year's address? Gloria Anderson finds out for Radio Ghana.
The State of the Nation address fulfills Article 67 of the Constitution, which states that the President shall at the beginning of each session of Parliament and before a dissolution of Parliament deliver to Parliament a message on the State of the Nation. The Executive Director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, weighs the importance of this constitutional obligation.
It's extremely important. It's a statutory requirement, but its function is to enable the President to account for what he has done in the previous years and to set out his plans for this new year. But not only that, in the address, he's able to tell us about progress we are making collectively as a nation, what the challenges are, how he intends to tackle them, and what kind of support he needs from us and from our friends and partners globally.
This is an election year. Politics is part of the game. I would like to think that our members of parliament are also conscious that as parliamentarians, they are not representing their parties, but they are representing constituencies, communities, and the nation. They are national leaders. They are only in the legislature. And so I think they would always rise up in spite of the politics they play. They would also have a certain basis to think of themselves as leaders who should seek the national interest and support the President of Ghana to serve that interest to the best of his ability.
President Mills, in last year's address, focused on the construction of roads, measures to end schools and the trees by building more schools, improving wages of public sector workers, improving the health sector, tackling corruption, and the investigation of the disappearance of cocaine from the police vault.
Inflation is the worst economic nightmare that any country can go through. It breeds economic and financial instability and also imposes hardship on the most vulnerable. To be successful in tackling it is to create conditions for economic growth. But a social democratic government such as ours gains nothing politically by increasing petroleum prices. It is, however, our duty to find a real and lasting solution to the toll debt. Even as we watch with some amount of trepidation at the rising crude oil prices on the world market, it is the intention of government to ensure that relevant, completed, and ongoing policy reforms will be duly merged with the constitutional review exercise so that we can have a product which is holistic and reflective of our common heritage as Ghanaians.
Discussions after the delivery of the address followed two predictable directions. Many said the address did not fall short of expectations because they wanted the president to account for what he has done as listed in the previous addresses. The same school of thought said the address did not reflect the true state of the nation. On the other side, many held the view that President Mills captured issues of importance. They were therefore sure that President Mills was on course in achieving his vision of a better Ghana. After a year of the address, do people hold the same view?
Last year, he said about improving our education, fighting against corruption, but that's what happened after giving that state address. Wyoming was even captured because he took some money away. So we are seeing to President to do something. Because his word action, I'm not seeing anything.
He has already started with what he promised us. He has started his term, although he can't finish them in this 4 years given to him, but he's doing his part. And I think maybe he need another chance to continue with what he has promised us. So I'm just looking up to him.
Well, looking at the whole system, he was able to do some of what he said last year. But it looked like it was not up to what we are expecting, because the citizens are expecting him to go faster than what we saw.
This year's address will be the president's last for his first four-year term. It is also an election year. People naturally expect President Mills to touch on the election and its aftermath.
What he said earlier on last year, he should reorganize himself and say something about education, especially education, and very necessary economy. I mean, things are going high too much. Day in, day out, on unemployment, we have to create a lot of jobs. You've created 1,000 jobs and then things, but you see people suffering in the system.
We are hoping that what he is now going to promise us, he should make sure that he does it for us so that we also get something from that.
Okay, for that, I can't really tell, but I think what he has not done yet or what he has not completed when that's the same thing he was going to say. Because what he has started, he has not finished yet. So he's going to say it, and maybe new things that he now occurred to him to maybe bring out new things for us to.
Okay, my expectation is that we expect him to go more than what he said rather than, because citizens are expecting him to give us more insight of what he's doing. He said so many things, but still we are looking forward to tell us more, especially we are in election. So
I want the government to be able to achieve to eradicate school children under the street. I want them to be in the classroom. The issue of corruption, the government will work on it.
But we need the president to go faster than what he did or what he said last year.
I think the president has come out to say what he has achieved so far. At the end of the day, we are expecting him to bring out the best. Malam, the Tepashi Road, he was able to do something and now it's been open. So, he's doing well. He's doing well.
MPP's Arthur Kennedy wants the president to touch on job creation, the fight against armed robbery, and what he plans to do in the twilight of his first term in office.
It will be important for him to touch on job creation for ordinary Ghanaians under his government. He should be able to touch on poverty reduction that has occurred under his government, if any of that has occurred. People think the living conditions have gotten harder. There is a perception that corruption has gotten worse, as exemplified by the Wyoming case. I hope he will address that. And I think that he should address public safety. Recently, they talked about armed robbers. People generally do not feel safe. So at a minimum, those are things that I hope that he would address. And then he should also address what is it that he's going to do in his last term, particularly with regard to the election, so that it is seen as free, fair and transparent.
PNC's Bernard Mona urges the president to state his stand on the proposed one-time premium for health insurance as well as corruption.
The state of our nation is that in which politics of insult have taken center stage. It is important for the president to talk about it and to probably indicate his abhorrence at the state and degeneration, particularly in our political discourse. It's also important for the president to talk about issues of malfeasance, malpractices, misappropriation, and to a larger extent, corruption that is being speculated here and there, and to tell us what practical steps he's taking to overturn and to ensure that individuals do not benefit at the expense of the larger majority of our nation. It is important for the president to tell us clearly how much importation of food we continue to engage in, and what the president and his government will do to ensure that a country like Ghana, with so much arable land, will be able to reduce the importation, at least of the foods that we can produce in our country. It is important for the president to tell us at what level we have reached with the one-time premium on the national health insurance, and what the state of our health insurance is, devoid of that which we have heard in the public. It is important for the president to tell us that aside encouraging people to go to school, there should also be at the summit of education that people who attain or acquire knowledge after their education will be able to secure jobs, so that will be able to reduce the level of unemployment that in most cases have led long people into doing things that are not socially acceptable by our society. These are some of the things that the People's National Convention will be looking up to in the state of this nation.
The Christian Council of Ghana is worried about danger signs the elections bring and expect the president to state categorically what he will do to ensure peace. Dr. Fred Digby is the General Secretary.
Well, we want to know how far he has led us as a country, but we also will expect to hear things about how this country can be united as we work through an election, how the challenges will be met. We still have challenges with our education, with our health care. healthcare system. We want to know how far we've come and how we will go along into next year.
DPP's Richard Niama said the president must list the problems facing the nation and provide concrete solutions to them.
Basically, there are a lot of challenges confronting Ghana as a nation, and I want to hear the president talk about solutions this time around. Our president should admit the challenges in the country, which include, first of all, graduate unemployment, high cost of living, our poor road infrastructure in many parts of the country, which is preventing business investors from going to invest over there. He should come out with practical solutions. For example, how to solve the unemployment situation in Ghana. Today we have graduate unemployment going up, but we still create more universities without creating jobs. And I wonder where these graduates who are coming from those universities are going to get jobs to do. I want to hear the president talk about how to create jobs, how to solve the graduate unemployment, how to create equality in the system. I also want to hear the president talk about how we are going to conduct a peaceful, credible election in 2020.
The CPP thinks the address must focus on the state of the people. They think the address will follow the same trend where governments pat themselves on the back for no job done. It is expected that President Mills will reassure the nation of ensuring a peaceful, transparent and credible general elections on December 7th this year. It is also hoped that the presidential State of the Nation address will be discussed dispassionately, devoid of partisan politics.
Gloria Anderson, the Vice President of the Institute of Public Relations Ghana and Assistant Registrar, University of Ghana Health Service Sciences, Derry Fosu, has been sharing his expectations with Radio Ghana on the President's State of the Nation's address to be delivered tomorrow. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Fosu said he expects the president to reassure Ghanaians on a wide range of issues such as the economy, workers' salaries and welfare, employment opportunities, as well as efforts being made to have free and fair elections.
My expectations include the following. The economy, which has to do with the social impact it will have on Ghanaians. Now that the Fair Wages Commission has almost concluded the migration of public servants onto the single spine, the president would have to reassure Ghanaians as far as this commitment is concerned. I also expect that the president will speak on our democracy, particularly in respect of the elections that we're going to have at the end of the year, where we expect that we'll have a free and fair elections, and also the fact that campaigning will be devoid of acrimony and so on and so forth, so that we can have a peaceful election. I also expect that the government will talk about development projects that are being lined up for the rest of the year and then also into the future. I also expect that the president will speak about this Woyuma saga and its implications and the fact that Ghanaians should not be judges in their homes, so that the judiciary can work. State institutions that are responsible for ensuring that issues of this nature are handled will be given the chance to handle them. And I also expect that the president would reassure Ghanaians about his commitment to ensuring that our social lives are progressing and would continue to progress.
How about the economic front? What are you looking at?
The first thing that I was expecting was the economy and how it is going to impact on the social lives of Ghanaians. For instance, government has been making efforts to secure some finances to help us move into the future. That includes even the Chinese loan and then also this issue of affordable housing, which has become a problem. I suspect that the president will say something small about it and anything that they are doing to ensure that something else takes place, so that we don't have a zero as far as that particular issue is concerned. And I am sure that the president would speak on the achievements that have been made, and that includes the single digit and the fact that interest rates have come down and several other things. But then he may have to also speak on the fact that all this will have to translate into the pockets of Ghanaians. And therefore, once development projects are in place, the end result is that it will impact on Ghanaians positively.
An agriculturist, Isaac Dakun, said he expects the president to dwell on job creation, especially in the agricultural sector, the use of irrigation facilities to do all-year-round farming. He also touched on what government should do to improve poultry production in the country, especially the reintroduction of hatchery facilities.
I have three concerns. One is creating of job opportunities for the teeming unemployed youth to use their knowledge and God-given talents for a better Ghana. I think this could be done through effective policies in agriculture. For example, development of irrigation so that we don't depend on the rainfall all the time to be able to produce. And also ensuring that there are soft loans to most of the people who would go into agriculture. And then there should be guaranteed prices for farm inputs and also guaranteed prices for farm produce, especially by adding value to most of the farm produce. I also would be happy if the president would talk about ensuring that there will be transparent, free, fair and peaceful elections this year, right from registration of voters, campaigning, election day and thereafter, because we need peace for this country to develop. When we talk about farming, it includes all crop production, animal production, fishery. They are all farming in broad. But when you break it down, then you have crop farming, we have animal farming, we have fish production and others. They are all part of the farming. The knowledge about irrigation is the fact that we have been depending on the rainfall. And these days, the weather is very unpredictable. But if we have policies that will develop irrigation at all places where there are vast lands, people will not depend only on rainfall. Even the production of fodder and development of grassland for animals. If there are irrigation facilities, you could cultivate various species of grasses for animals where herdsmen are always being harassed as if they don't have the right also to have their animals.
Those were views from an agriculturist, Isaac Dakun, on expectations from President Mills' State of the Nation address tomorrow.